G'day, Matt. Yeah, I'm good.
You're going back on tour, bro.
Going back on tour, which means I've got to learn a whole bunch of songs. We've decided to do some crazy, obscure things. Because we asked, got on YouTube or whatever and asked the fans what they'd like to hear.
Right.
Not a good thing to do. You know what I mean? And then they came up with some of the songs are pretty cool. And we're going to support ourselves. We're going to do like a really long set.
So cool.
We're going to start off acoustically and then sort of build up to whatever we can build up to. And picking some songs that we've never done before, and it's going to be interesting. We haven't rehearsed yet, so let's see what happens at rehearsal.
How's the voice holding up after a year off, man? Has it been good for the voice, or do you need to kind of get back into it?
I think after a few gigs I'll get the strength back, but having a year off is not good. But I sing in the garage every day. I pull my guitar out and learn some songs. You know, I've been learning some Kimbra songs. They're really hard on the chords. They're really interesting songs, so warm the voice up that way.
Can we expect some, you know, cheeky covers like that on the tour too?
Wouldn't that be good? Nah, the boys aren't into covers because we've all sort of come from cover bands, you know.
Yeah.
I do a lot of acoustic stuff on my own sometimes, and I'll pull out a few covers.
Yeah.
I do a really good, I love James Rain, so I do a great Reckless cover, you know, and try to put an R&B spin on it, which is pretty cool.
Can you give us a sing now? Can you give us a chorus now? Come on.
No. Then my James Rain voice will come out and you'll call me and tell me that I'm an idiot.
Man, how was 2020 for you guys? I mean, you had heaps on, you know, like Red Hot Summer Tour, stuff like that. And, you know, you guys had to cancel shows too.
Yeah, to be honest, it was a big pain in the ass. You know, it was all going well. I mean, apart from the COVID thing, there was a lot of rain, a lot of bad weather.
Yeah.
You know, so a few things got cancelled on the day, and we'd be in the hotel ready to leave, and they'd ring up and say, "Look, don't bother going to the ferry.
Ah.
The ferries aren't going across to the island anymore because it's bad weather."
Yeah.
So it was pretty harsh. A lot of people sort of think about musicians with money and, you know, the financial thing, but it's not. It's also the pleasure of playing to people.
Yeah.
I miss that more than anything else, you know, because my wife works. I didn't need the money, but just playing in front of people, you know, I really miss that. I'm looking forward to it.
And also like the crew too, you know, the people that...
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, people just forget, you know, like there's a lot of stuff going into festivals and a lot of people lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And hopefully it all gets back. It seems to be getting back with a vengeance. Every time I look in the paper, there's something happening, you know. There's a lot of bands playing, there's a lot of festivals, so I'm hoping it all gets back to normal again.
Oh, man, we're so excited. We can't wait. What's a Boom Crash Opera tour look like in 2021? Are there big nights? Is everyone, you know, quite chilled, drinking tea, families on the road? What's the go?
Sometimes, you know, I don't know about the tea bit, but sometimes... A couple of light beers, maybe.
Yeah.
Because the burping helps me sing. Well, that's my excuse anyway. But yeah, my wife comes along sometimes. Because we've been stuck in Melbourne for about a year, every time we go away, my wife and I are going to try and spend the extra couple of days wherever we are. So
we're
doing Brisbane. I'm going to go to Darwin and
great.
Have a look around there. So yeah, so try and put a holiday in there while we can.
Yeah, it's kind of like this thing where, man, you don't realize how good we had it until it stopped, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, and they keep filling up my calendar, so it's getting better and better.
Well, hey, Dale, thanks so much for joining us, man. You're one of our favorite Australian brands, and every time you guys announce a tour, and I love that you guys go everywhere, you know? It's not just cap cities. You go out and see, you go right across the country, and that's what we love about you guys. And
I've been doing Albury.
Well, I might drive up for that one.
That's our warm-up show in Albury. It's going to be great. It's called Beer Deluxe. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
be great.
Man.
I've never played a pub called Beer Deluxe.
Nice outdoor stage on the 7th of May. We've got all the tour dates at triplem.com.au. Dale, thanks so much for joining us, man. Have a fun tour.
No worries. Thank you very much.